just got a picture here of you dressed up as Margot Fontaine, except the picture is Marco Fontaine.
It is, and it's not the Firebird, it's the Fired Bird. Dancing past your dance by date. And we've looked at the images from 1954 and then reconstructed them, and I've reenacted the original dance material. And then seeing how you read that to know how is that perceived, what is the difference. Dancing parody, really.
The purpose of this is to say what, that actually there's only one set of people, if you like, who can be dancers?
No, well, I think there's a cultural expectation of the dance, isn't there? And I think we're aged by culture, and I think we're in a mass youth-driven dance agenda in the UK, and it's always focusing on youth dance. And I think there's a lack of visibility for people who get to 35 onwards, especially in ballet and contemporary dance. And hip-hop, there's a different kind of perceivement compared to what would be in ballroom or Latin or flamenco, etc. So we've kind of said, well, let's have a look at this. And my research has been, like last year I did a piece called Council House Movie Star. I lived in a gallery in a purpose-built council house as an ageing drag queen. So my work looks at ageing drag queens and the displacement of that from the stage, ageing dancers from ballet and contemporary dance, and the research behind that and the cultural differences in different countries and how that's perceived and how the body is revered. You know, it's embraced in other cultures to be larger and more mature, you know, in Japan, Africa, etc. But when we, and I know that's not Western contemporary, but when we look at the dance culture here, there is a dancing discrimination about the mature skin or the vintage practitioner.
People have heard before, maybe women actresses will say, you get to a certain age and then nobody wants you for any parts anymore. Is this a bit of a kind of undiscovered area?
There's not much written about ageing drag queens, and that's where I've come in and gone, right, let's have a look at this. A lot of areas are touching upon dance and health, and people write about dance and age or performance and ageing, and it's field work, but I haven't seen many out there write from the first person or a self-journey, and that's what I've done. I've put myself out there for scrutiny, for observation, write about myself and the journey from 20 odd years back to where I've gone and to where I'm at now, and the difference on the reflection and the changes in my body. And I'm also looking about relanguaging the skin. So it's not looking at technique where it's inflexible and thinking, well, actually, that doesn't suit my skin anymore and that needs to drop off the bone. And I need to reclaim that, and the dance needs to move towards me as opposed to me moving towards that dance.
When you're talking about body, it makes me think about Strictly Come Dancing.
Right.
And the fact that every year there are the people who are kind of set up almost as like the joke contestants.
Right. Well, I call that, or we've called it, instant skill overkill. And it's like, put the people on, get them on television, a bit of sweat, a bit of costumes, a bit of feather boas, and put them out there. And I call it public ridicule. You know, there's something great in the creases. Don't throw them away, bring them on.